have you come here today with your bicycle? Do you remember your first bicycle? In the next clip, Prim Coppin describes how she learnt to ride her first bike. She then goes on to tell the story of her father's bicycle, which was once borrowed by a soldier at Rivenhall Airfield in around the 1940s.
I can remember learning to ride my bike up Rook Hall. I had a second-hand bike. It was quite huge, great wheels, but I couldn't reach the pedals, and my dad put these huge, great big wooden blocks on the pedals to make it so that I could reach them. But every time I took my foot off, the weight of the big, heavy bits of wood would go underneath, so the pedals were then no more higher than they would be, and it took quite a little bit of time, and I used to come... I fell in the ditch so many times at the top of Rook Hall. It's quite a deep ditch up there, and I spent more time in the ditch trying to ride this bike than I did out of the ditch. So I came home and I said to my dad, you know, the pedals kept turning round, so they weren't high enough. And then of course it dawned on everybody that the weight of the blocks actually went under the pedals instead of staying, you know, so they were altered. And I did finally learn to ride my bike, this second hand bike. I can remember it now. It was a huge great thing. And because we, being right out of the village, we all had bikes. And I remember one day there was such a commotion. There was, I was in bed, and there was such a commotion, and I stood at the top of the stairs and listened. And my father had been down to the pub in the village and had come out of the pub only to find his bike had disappeared. So he had to walk all the way home. And when he'd got to the crossing, he'd asked the crossing man, evidently, if he'd seen his bike go home. And, of course, Mr. Rayner, that used to be on the crossing, he'd said yes to my dad. His bike had gone home. And so my father knew that his bike had gone up to the camp. One of the soldiers had taken his bike. And this was not actually an uncommon thing. And so he was in the kitchen. I could hear him swear and calling the soldiers all the names under the sun, and that because they'd pinched his bike and he'd had to walk all the way home. And anyway, in the morning, evidently, my father went up to the camps and he knew where to look. And in the ditch up near the camps was my dad's bike. So he got his bike back. But it turned out quite a good thing, because where they had dumped my dad's bike, there was two or three chairs, which were the folding up chairs that we often see in the gardens now. And they were all dumped in this ditch as well, which the soldiers evidently had used and then just thrown out. And so Dad didn't only get his bike back, but we got about four garden chairs at the same time, which went on for years and years afterwards.
Press the button to listen to the next recording.